AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Lights, camera, no action. Hollywood actors are officially on strike now. KCAL TV's Pat Harvey in Los Angeles.
They will hit the picket lines at 9 a.m. and will join 11,000 union writers who have been on strike for months. SAG-AFTRA president and actor Fran Drescher made the announcement during a fiery news conference.
You cannot change the business model as much as it has changed and not expect the contract to change too.
It's the most serious labor unrest Hollywood has seen in 63 years.
Before you drink that diet soda, the World Health Organization says aspartame is a possible cause of cancer. But CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us
a group of scientists selected by the WHO and another UN agency, the Food and Agriculture Organization, says as long as you don't exceed recommended levels, you shouldn't worry about any potential cancer risk from aspartame. And the WHO's own nutrition director says the agency is only advising moderation in consumption of aspartame.
Now to another white powder found in the White House. Whose cocaine was it? CBS's Nicole Skanga says that is still unclear.
The U.S. Secret Service has closed its investigation into the bag of cocaine discovered at the West Wing of the White House earlier this month. The agency said it was unable to identify a suspect due to a lack of physical evidence.
Meantime, the White House is lashing out at a GOP senator who's blocked military promotions for months. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is blocking confirmations to protest the Pentagon's decision to provide paid leave and reimburse costs for service members traveling to get an abortion. President Biden in Finland.
He's jeopardizing U.S. security by what he's doing. I expect the Republican Party to stand up and do something about it.
Among the confirmations being held up, the president's nominee to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Tornadoes ripped through Illinois on Wednesday night. There is significant damage in the town of Elgin, where Kathy D'Alessandro lives.
The sirens went off 30 seconds later, super still, and then in came that loud rushing noise like a train.
It's apparently a very good day to be Delta. Delta Airlines posted its highest quarterly revenue and earnings report ever, and it was mostly fueled by international travel and premium seat purchases. A 22% drop in fuel costs also helped the company's earnings, and the post-pandemic travel demand has exceeded expectations. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Kentucky Fried Chicken's new Ultimate Barbecue Fried Chicken Sandwich. An extra crispy filet loaded with hickory smoked bacon, cheese, crispy onions, and sweet honey barbecue sauce. It tastes just like summer, but like the good part of summer. Not leaving the tent door open and waking up to a swarm of mosquitoes, two chipmunks, and one very, very large woodchuck. Anyway, try KFC's new Ultimate Barbecue Fried Chicken Sandwich. It's a barbecue in every bite. That's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating locations while supplies last, prices may vary.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies, overnight, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 63. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 87, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 63. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 87, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and